The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency today moved to strip cyclist Lance Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles and ban him for life. That came after Armstrong announced he would stop fighting doping charges against him. The International Cycling Union, which oversees a sport that made Armstrong famous, has yet to rule on the matter. Armstrong still claims he's innocent and never doped. Brian Holcomb is the editor of VeloNews.com, a publication about bike racing in North America. In an editorial last night, Holcomb said Armstrong chose a position of martyrdom by not fighting the charges from the anti-doping agency. Holcomb said it was Armstrong's only way out.
The decision that he made to avoid arbitration, Marco, is really the only one that he could at this point to try and keep evidence that USADA claims to have against him from 10 or more of his former associates from hitting the public eye. This decision allows him to continue in his position as a cancer survivor and a fighter for the cancer community, and it allows him to keep his public image intact for general sports fans and for millions in the cancer community.
But don't you think his decision to not fight back against the USADA sanction, isn't that an admission of guilt?
No, I think it stopped short of an admission of guilt, particularly considering the statement that he made last night on his website in which he was continuing to deny having used performance-enhancing drugs. He said that he played by the rules set forward by the International Cycling Union and the anti-doping authorities, and he will continue to be defiant. However, he has accepted that lifetime ban.
I mean, not many Americans cared much about competitive cycling until Lance Armstrong came along. What does this sanction mean for cycling in the U.S. and, for that matter, more widely? Can the reputation of the sport ever recover?
Well, you know, cycling is doing a lot to confront head-on this doping history. Cycling is more active than many sports in the doping battle, instituting programs that monitor blood values over time to not only test for doping agents, but test for the after effects of doping. So on the sporting side, I believe that cycling is doing a lot to maintain a reputation or rebuild a reputation. From a sponsorship side, which is equally important, I would say, to major cycling, you know, we are having difficulty at this point. Lance Armstrong was really the only U.S. professional that drove the needle in the general public. And so we are potentially looking at some fallback from this, but it's yet to be seen what exactly that will look like.
I mean, it's bound to be destructive for Armstrong's reputation as a cyclist. For a man to be disgraced like this, does he really still have the same kind of impact on the lives of cancer survivors if he's not going to challenge charges that he cheated?
You know, I would, as I wrote last night, I would argue that for many, he has not been disgraced. I think that he has done so well to stick to his talking points throughout his career. I mean, he's been dogged by allegations of doping since the 1999 Tour de France. He has beat those back with a strong PR campaign for over a decade now, and I don't think that last night's decision will change much of that in the general sports audience or in the cancer community. I think that more astute cycling fans, of course, many of them have already made up their mind, and his reputation is damaged further in that community from last night.
So now that we know that Lance Armstrong is no longer the man on the center podium for the Tour de France in 7 tours, who actually won those 7 tours?
You know, that is messy business, Marco, because there's only one rider who finished on the tour podium during Armstrong's 7-year run that has not been convicted or at least heavily implicated in a doping scandal. Jan Ulrich, who was the most frequent second-place finisher to Armstrong during that run, is serving his own ban. I don't know exactly what to expect as far as who those titles will end up with. I think that's one of the most compelling pieces of this story. How do you hand out removed titles when most of the podium has been implicated in the same scandals that the defending champion has been?
Right. I mean, how far down the roster do you have to go to find somebody who isn't dope, like number 37?
You know, that's hard to say. I mean, it would be conjecture at this point to say that for sure, but, you know, it could be somewhere outside of the top 10.
Wow. Brian Holcomb, editor of VeloNews.com, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.